USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Just hours after his inauguration, President Joe Biden signed a number of executive orders, including a mask mandate on all federal property, an extension to the federal eviction freeze, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and orders rejoining the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Biden said his actions were just a starting point.
We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points. We're going to, in the process of rebuilding the economy, do what I said throughout the campaign and while running rebuild the backbone of the country, middle class. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on that. I think some of the things we're going to be doing are going to be bold and vital. There's no time to start like today.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
New White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki held her first press briefing Wednesday evening, just hours after President Biden's inauguration. Taking questions from reporters, she said the administration would let the Senate decide on taking up an impeachment trial for President Trump, while hoping they'd still be able to work on President Biden's policy proposals.
We are confident, though, that just like the American people can, the Senate can also multitask, and they can do their constitutional duty while continuing to conduct the business of the American people. And his view is that the way to bring the country together is to address the problems we're facing. And so that means getting this COVID relief package through, having Democrats and Republicans take a serious look at that and have conversations with each other about how to move it forward. And he's going to leave the mechanics, the timing, and the specifics of how Congress moves forward on impeachment to them.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A new forecast says the death toll from COVID-19 will only get worse through the spring. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A coronavirus forecast is predicting more deaths in the United States. The University of Washington predicting the country is still in an upward trajectory, with its current model projecting more than 566,000 deaths by May 1st. The new, more contagious COVID-19 strain causing havoc across the country, including California, where Charles Chu is a leading researcher on the new strain.
We are concerned about the possibility that these mutations may, one, may make the virus more transmissible, but two, may also have an effect on the vaccines.
Chu speaking there on NBC's Today Show. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Washington Capitals were hit with a $100,000 fine Wednesday for several players violating the NHL's COVID-19 protocols. Three-time MVP Alexander Ovechkin was one of the four players added to the team's COVID list after gathering in a hotel room and outside of approved team areas. The Carolina Hurricanes also had their facilities closed after five players were placed on the COVID list. The league has called off Carolina's games until at least Saturday and is reviewing and revising the Hurricanes' schedule. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.